This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hello to you, one and all. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
At all.
And also making us look really good behind the scenes, our producer Matt Ravate and Manny on the phones when you call us. Kudos to those two gentlemen who don't get enough accolades for the fine Amen. Work they do day in and day out. On this program, we started a new little thing yesterday. We're doing an after the show on Facebook. So if you don't yet follow us on Facebook, either the K-Fire page or my own, make sure you do that. We have a special guest joining us from the Trump campaign. We'll talk a little bit about this race. Holy buckets, is this race something to talk about, let me tell you. I was just doing a little run through of the numbers, and the ABC poll is sort of my favorite. Because it's ABC, right? Like they're gonna put anything out that favors Trump. 13 points in 8 days now. Trump now leading Clinton by 1 point in that poll. Just incredible what's happened there in 8 days, and much of that before the FBI stuff. LA Times tracking poll today shows big time momentum to 47-43 for Trump. I'll say that again, 47-43 for Trump. I'm not big on this on the nationwide polls because really this is a race about Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, you know, maybe Pennsylvania, Iowa, Nevada, some of those key states. I'm watching the states that Romney won, or rather that Obama won twice, and obviously Trump has to keep all the ones that Romney won and a few that that Obama did, and state by state, that same momentum is translating. It's pretty amazing. So a lot of things going on in that race, and we'll continue to follow.
A lot can happen in a week.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that can happen. Momentum's gone all over the place in this thing, but I think, you know, who would you rather be now? Which campaign would you rather be? I don't think there's any doubt about that one. Today, we don't have a lot of news on the Dakota Access Pipeline front. We have a lot of it, and we're going to continue to follow this closely. On our Facebook page, a lot of things yesterday about video that's been unearthed, that bridge diplomacy I told you about that is huge, with tribal elders essentially calling out the agitators, wanting them to leave, wanting to return this to a prayerful, peaceful protest. That's on our Facebook page and some other things as well. That's been a treasure trove, so keep following that as well, but not a lot on the program today. If there is anything, we had a great conversation with listeners yesterday in our post-show show. On Facebook saying, what do you want us to cover? We have 1 week till Election Day. What else do you want us to cover? By the way, number one was the measures. And so we're about to do that on the program. But if there's anything else, let us know that too. 24-7 at 855-200-1776. All right. Let's get to it. Now, here's what we have for you on the program today. Five measures in our focus. And we're not going to do a lot of time on them. Now to the bottom of the hour, we're going to tackle measure number three. Talking about the rights that victims of crime have in North Dakota. That's Measure 3, known as Marcy's Law. A lot of debate, a lot of chatter, a lot of commercials about that, and we have two individuals that are going to debate that. So we start there. Then we're doing Measure 4 at the bottom of the hour on the tobacco tax, Measure 5 on the marijuana, then Measure 2 and Measure 1 on the back half. So busy program today, and we're going to get right to it, representing the folks that would like to see North Dakota's constitution changed to add some language specific to victims' rights. Shane Gettle. Shane, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
And representing the folks that say no on Measure 3, Mr. Bob Harms. Morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Very good.
All right, so you two go at it here. We're going to start with the yeses, you know, to sort of make the case on why this is necessary. It's on the ballot for you to put it there, and we'll do that each of the half hours here, and the no's will... We'll go second on the opening side, but we're going to have an open conversation here, okay? Maybe just give me your best minute on why this is necessary. Bob, then you the same thing on why you don't want it, and we'll just open this up and welcome calls at 800-228-0550, texts at 701-226-8503, or emails, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com and have an open dialogue about this as well. But let's start with the opening statement, shall we? Go ahead, Bob.
This is Shane. I'm the one in favor, so.
I knew that.
Well, first of all, Measure 3 is an opportunity for North Dakotans to add the North Dakota Constitution, a Bill of Rights for crime victims. Now, voters in more than 30 states have already taken that step to put some kind of rights for victims in the constitutions. This particular proposal is a full suite of rights that includes the right to notice of everything that's happening, the right to be heard at certain points in the proceedings, the right to be free from intimidation and harassment throughout the process as a victim, and then also the right to restitution. It's 26 sentences designed to fit on the front and back of a card that victims would receive once they're identified as a victim of a crime. And so that's it's rooted in the simple idea that crime victims deserve a role in the criminal process like they once had in our history. And I'd like to get into that, too, maybe not in this first minute, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of the role that victims have played in that process, because that's what led me to ultimately choose to support this measure.
We'll come back to that, Bob.
All right. Well, Scott, we think that North Dakota law currently provides all of the rights that Marcy's law proposes under current law. Victims have the right to notice of hearings, including the right to be informed of release of custody, right to restitution, input on sentencing, to be present during all hearings, and to be free from harassment or intimidation. We think that if those victims' rights that are in current law need some improvements, the better approach is for us to go through the legislature and use the legislative process rather than to take and amend our Constitution with 1,100 words of new language into our Constitution, all of which, frankly, has been funded by a billionaire from California. This would be the longest amendment in state history, and it will cost, according to the North Dakota Legislature and the Office of Management and budget, $4 million every 2 years.
All right, so there's the reasons. Let me start there. Shane, do you dispute the number that costs? I mean, obviously, people, when they look at these things, they're going to want to know, does this cost the taxpayers money? Does that number sound right to you?
Look, I did take a look at the fiscal note, and there's a big chunk of it that I do take issue with. One of the big assumptions and big leaps that that the counties took. Now, the counties are the ones who gave these numbers to OMB. OMB didn't question them or anything like that. So they came in from the counties at what this would cost at the county level. And the counties, I think, were influenced by a lot of the folks that are part of the system here. But the big assumption that it makes is that that the 7,000 crime victims that are currently served in the state are going to expand to every crime victim. Now, there's nothing in this proposal that requires that. That's a policy choice. And my argument is that we can still limit it to the same types of crimes that are currently being served by those victims' advocates.
Bob,
and nearly half of this fiscal note is built around this big assumption that that our victim advocates out there will have to provide services to every victim. And I just don't think that's true. I mean, if your cell phone's stolen, you're not going to demand that the victim advocate be assigned to you.
So. This is harm. See, I disagree with that completely. The state law requires that the fiscal note be prepared, and the Office of Management and Budget did that analysis, presented it to the Legislative Council, and the language of the measure itself describes victims and mandates, because it's constitutional that we've got to provide these to all victims, and that's part of the problem that the victims' advocacy groups, the state's attorneys, and the biggest law enforcement entity in the state have issue with this.
I don't want to get in the weeds in the cost, and I think you both have kind of laid out your side on this. Is this a good idea, Bob? Is affording this? I mean, to me, I see these stories, I've heard these stories, sure, of people who literally been shut out. They don't know when someone that has harmed a loved one is going to court. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
I mean it seems like basic common sense to me. Do you agree with the premise of it?
I think everybody agrees that we should take care of victims in North Dakota. No question about that.
Should they be heard?
They absolutely should be heard, and North Dakota law provides them that right. It imposes that obligation on the state's attorneys in North Dakota. They have to help the victims in the system to provide notice of all of those things and to participate in every step of the proceeding.
So the premise of what this is trying to do is good. You're
absolutely
questioning how it goes about doing it.
Absolutely. How it got here, and the fact that we're amending the Constitution in 1,100 words that, frankly, we don't know the meaning of. Justice Sandstrom took issue with that just last week, calling it we shouldn't have a billionaire using our Constitution and creating years of litigation that is going to haunt North Dakota voters and citizens for years to come.
Shane?
Well, let me get into a little bit of the history. When our U.S. Constitution was drafted, and in fact, when North Dakota's Constitution was drafted, victims could actively participate as parties in their criminal cases. So in other words, we would see a case styled, you know, victim versus the accused. And over time, after the turn of the century, the 20th century, and up until the 1960s, jurisdiction after jurisdiction then began to pursue the theory that it's the state that not only are victims harmed, but the state's harmed. Well, I think over time, what's happened is we've come to see victims as just simply witnesses in the process, not as victims. And you know, now that everything's captioned state versus accused, and I would submit that we've lost a role of victims in the process.
I want to know what you mean by a captioned state versus accused, and we'll give Bob a chance to talk about the history, too, when we come back. We're debating measure number three. Questions or comments for you on this? Welcome to one. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
Hey, folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet, and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Mind brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Tell you what, the Clean Power Plan. If you don't know about it, you ought to know about it. It is something that is very dangerous to the future of North Dakota and dangerous to your pocketbook because the Clean Power Plan raises the cost of energy. By the way, you raise the cost of energy and the cost of everything goes up. So not only does your power bill from MDU or XL or Cass County Electric or your rural electric cooperative go up, everybody's power goes up, which means everything goes up. And also the reliability of the grid goes down. Let your lawmakers know you're paying attention. School up on this issue online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, it's debate day today on the measures on what's on your mind. Your questions or comments, welcome. We're chatting with Shane Gettle, who's a coalition member for Marcy's Law, and Bob Harms, who is a licensed attorney, 36-plus years, former counsel to Governors Schaefer and Hoeven, and former head of the North Dakota GOP. And Bob and Shane are debating Marcy's Law. So Shane gave us a little history. Did you want to talk about
that? Yeah, I'd like to just pick up on where Shane was at with regard to the history, and he's right. But, you know, North Dakota, we began to evolve with regard to the victims' rights issue 30 years ago, and the legislature began to put these things into statute, where North Dakota now recognizes the victims' rights to be notified of court hearings, the restitution, all those things that we talked about earlier. And so I think we've evolved, and, you know, you mentioned Ed Schaefer, and that's one of the things that I struggle with. This Ed Schaefer used to preach all the time, Robert, solve the problem, solve the problem. And the constant complaint that we hear is that the victims didn't get noticed. They didn't get noticed. So we've got a statutory framework. We have victims advocates throughout the state. We have a system that's robust. Last year, we gave something like 80,000 notices to 12,000 victims in North Dakota. So if there's some gaps in that, let's fix that through a public vetting process through the legislature.
Are you saying it isn't a problem?
No, I'm saying if there is a problem, let's fix it correctly rather than 1,100 words amended into our Constitution.
Okay.
Let's go to the legislature and do it the right way.
So, Shane, why is this the best way or, in your view, the only way to fix it?
Well, I go back to what some experts and have said in this field. I'll cite Lawrence Tribe, for example, who would be one of Hillary's choices potentially for the Supreme Court, has argued on the liberal side of the equation here that these rights belong in the Constitution on the basis of our history, that we've lost something. When the state took over all the prosecution of crime from the victims who used to be able to prosecute that crime, and that even putting them in statute is insufficient to truly balance those rights and give them their due. And like I mentioned earlier, over 30 states have already elected to put constitutional provisions for victims' rights in their constitutions. We're lagging behind here. This is a national movement. I've looked at the statute, and it's insufficient in many ways. We've attempted to run this through the legislative process, but it's actually not very clear how a victim would assert their rights under our present system. And if the rights are already, you know, in our statute, and then it's not too difficult to lift them up and put them in our Constitution.
What's the harm, Bob? In other words, I'm with Shane in this regard. You know, if this is happening nationally, we all agree that this is a right that ought to be there. So the question is it in the Constitution? Is it not? What's the harm in putting it in the Constitution?
Well, let's pick up on the harm in just a minute. But before we do that, let's go back to two other quick things that Shane just mentioned. First of all, the measure that we're looking at right now in North Dakota has never been adopted by any other state in the country. Never. We've never had another state adopt the full 1,100. Right, so that's number one.
The premise is there. You're saying the exact wording is anywhere else.
And as an example, California's amendment is one half the size of the 1,100 words that's now in front of the North Dakota voter, number one. Number two, this issue has never been brought before the legislature by this group. These issues have never been raised to the legislature in the last number of sessions.
Why is that, Shane? Why is that? Why an end around the legislature in your view, Shane?
Well, the legislature took up this idea of victims' rights back in the late 90s, and I think and amended it over time. But you know, it has been through that process. And what we have is holes all across North Dakota. And we started this with a number of stories from victims across the state. We've gathered literally, you know, dozens upon dozens of of news stories.
I'm
going to
interrupt you there because I think those stories are pretty powerful. Well, those stories are powerful.
Those stories are powerful.
They've won a lot of people over, and you say, let's fix the problem. There's obviously a problem for those folks.
That's right. We can fix the problem, but let's go back and be clear about how this came to North Dakota. This came to North Dakota because a billionaire came to North Dakota last year.
Do you have a problem with somebody
year.
That has money?
No.
Here's my problem.
I have a problem with the fact that a guy comes to North Dakota last year and solicits proposals from ad agencies, and that's what's generated this whole movement. That's exactly how this is in front of the voters today.
If you're going to try and get something passed, talk to ad agencies.
Okay,
what's the big deal there?
Well, so this is all ginned up by him. So if the victims had an issue, they could bring it to the legislature. They could address it through a process.
He's trying to solve the problem.
Solve the problem correctly. Don't use a sledgehammer when you're using a tack.
Okay, Shane, what about this? Because we hear it all the time. Outside billionaire trying to influence our Constitution.
$2.5 million. Yeah. That's what it is.
I would argue it's probably their most powerful argument on the no side. Because
$2.5 million
people
is
don't
a big
like
deal.
It. I don't care because to me I just want to know who is behind it and why. I don't think it's a big deal. But what about this? Are you ashamed that the billionaire is behind this?
This is a much larger movement. Like I said, Lawrence Tribe has argued that we should constitutionalize these rights. Paul Cassell, who recently wrote an article that appeared in the Grand Forks Herald, he's a federal judge, was also a prosecutor at one time. He's now a professor of law out in Utah. He was appointed by George W. Bush. So he's a conservative thinker.
Okay. A texter asked the question, are the two speakers about Marcy's Law members of any political parties? I think I just mentioned that Bob is a former of the Republican Party chair. Shane is currently the Republican Party committeeman. So these are both Republican Party guys to answer that question. How is the victim defined? Asked another. That gal whose brother was shot is doing commercials supporting this measure. Is she the victim or was the man who shot the victim? Is anyone close to him entitled to restitution? Well, look, those are your ads, Shane, so answer that if you could.
He's deceased. Our definition of victim doesn't differ too much from what's currently in statute right now. So when someone is deceased, the family, under the provisions of this proposal, would stand in the shoes of the victim. So she is a victim as the victim's part of the victim's immediate family. She gets the right to assert those rights in the process.
We have a minute left. I want three reasons to vote yes or no. And we started with Shane, so we'll start with Bob this time.
All right. Well, first, I'll give you the biggest reason is just think about who's behind this thing. And the organizations that are opposed to this are the people that deal with this every day. The cops, they are the largest law enforcement organization in the state. The Fraternal Order of the Police, North Dakota Trial Lawyers, the state's attorneys, they deal with this stuff every day. They're opposed to it. Women's Network, Criminal Defense Lawyers.
That's more than three.
And the Victims Assistance Association. All of those people deal with this every day. They say,
Got to cut you off there quickly, Shane.
Sure.
Three quick reasons.
Well, this is bigger than just the Marcy's Law. Arizona, for example, has had a whole suite of rights in their constitution for a couple decades. If you look at them, they're very similar to what we're proposing here. We've got victims on our side. We've got attorneys on our side. We've got the Sheriff's Association on our side. We've got former federal prosecutor who came out in one of our ads. And so, you know, there's a mix of people on both sides of this.
Well, to leave it there, gentlemen, there are. You got to decide for yourself which group you side with, what you see. Look at the measure. See what you think. Decide where you're going to go on this. That's what I've done. I've just talked to people that I respect. And by the way, there are people on both sides of this that are very good people. I will be voting yes.
Mark, let there be light in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
What's on your mind? The most solicited radio program on the Northern Plains. By the way, a lot going on in the presidential race, and we're keeping tabs on that. Obviously, the big story of the day is all the poll momentum is resting with the Trump campaign. So much so, I even saw Paul Ryan talking about how he voted for Donald Trump. Now, I guess he said all along he was going to vote for him, but he, you know, was doing it a little tepidly. But you know, some of the folks are kind of coming out of the woodwork. And even helping a little bit in the closing argument. Here's Paul Ryan from this morning on Fox and Friends on that, by the way.
For those of us who lived through the 1990s, Steve, it's sort of a feeling of deja vu. And the point I keep trying to make to younger voters who did not live through the 1990s, this is what life with the Clintons looks like. It's always a scandal, one after another. Then there's an investigation. And what happens, Steve, is you never know what's coming next. They live beyond the rules. And they live to work the system to help themselves, to help Clinton Incorporated.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I think that is going to be an interesting, powerful argument in the closing days here of that whole campaign. Anyway, today we're doing debate day on the measures. The next up is Measure 4. The folks from the campaign of North Dakotans against the 400% tax increase have not elected to do a debate today. So we're going to actually have both guests on just separately, not doing the debate like we're doing the rest of the way here. So we are joined next by the adjutant, David Johnson, of the American Legion, Department of North Dakota, on behalf of the Raise If for Health North Dakota. Raise what? Raise It?
Raise It, correct.
Oh, Raise It. I got a little typo here. I'm like, Raise If? I don't know. David, nice to have you. How are you?
Thank you very much, Scott. Pleasure.
Appreciate you joining us. So on measure number 4, which is the effort, you are the yes folks. You are out there advocating for a yes vote, which would increase tobacco taxes by 400%, correct?
Well, we are the yes group. That is correct. It does raise it by 400%. But, you know, 400% of 10 cents is only 40 cents. So really we're starting from 4 cents to 220. That only raises it at 13 cents a cigarette, so that's not very much.
Just talk about this from the beginning on the, you know, what the impetus of this was, when this all started, why it's needed. Give us the big picture.
Sure. I can tell you about how at least the veterans got involved with it. Over the last several sessions, we've gone to the legislature and asked for funding, and we've not done very well. You know, the politicians will use veterans to get elected. But then when we've asked for funding and programs, we've not been very successful in that kind of support. So this last session, we were looking at developing and creating our own initiated measure, and we were introduced and met the folks from Raise It for Health, and discovered that we have very similar needs and causes. So we partnered with them and put our bills together and established the partnership.
And Where, I guess, people see a 400% increase in taxes, even though, as you explain, you know, the when you talk about the actual money, it just seems like, wow, why do we got a 400? Why not 200? Why not 100? Why do you need a 400% increase in tobacco?
You know, the 400% is really not even a functional term. You got to look at what the dollar amount is, and we're at 44 cents, and it goes to $1.76, increases it to $2.20. That's still 80 cents less than Minnesota. And their increases are now going to be scaled, an annual increase. We're just right around the national average. If it's anything less, the big tobacco companies put out coupons to the buyers and discount those prices, and then eventually they wean them off of those coupons.
The thing that's worried me, quite honestly, is, how's this money spent? Who has the control? It looks like a slush fund, and you hear that quite often.
That's the media that's coming out of the tobacco. It's all, you know, there's three states right now that are pushing for this: North Dakota, Colorado, and California. So they have a one size fits all concept here. And the media things are just out of control. You know, there is control.
Let me just tell you, though, I'm not what you just described, right? I'm looking at this just as Joe Q voter.
Sure.
I'm going, wait a minute, 400% tax, so how much money is it going to raise? Where does it go? And if you read the language, and I, you know, have it right here in front of me, and we should probably read all these, because this is four now we're talking about, folks, is provide for a new Veterans Tobacco Tax Trust Fund in North Dakota Century Code to fund certain veterans programs. That's pretty vague.
That's correct.
This fund, among others, would be supported by an increase in the excise tax. It tells you how fast it's going to go up, as well as an increase on cigars, excise tax. All revenues received by the tax commissioner under the measure would be allocated among the state's general fund, the Veterans Tobacco Trust Fund, and the Community Health Trust Fund. It's just a lot of vague here. I don't get a lot of chapter and verse. Who decides how it's spent?
Well, if you go into farther, the 50% of the new revenues go to the Community Health Trust Fund. That's the portion for the health side, which is identified in there as the behavioral health, rural health, and chronic disease. The other 50% goes to a newly created Veterans Tobacco Trust Fund to be overseen by the ACOVA.
By what?
ACOVA, Administrative Committee on Veterans Affairs, which is a board of 15 people that are appointed by the governor.
Does it exist now?
Yes, it does, and has been for several years.
Okay.
And
how do they spend money now?
Well, right now they are a advisory committee to the governor, and work directly with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they are approved by the governor. We submit two names every year, and the governor selects it. So there is no partisan element here. It is working the best effort of the veterans, helping veterans.
So the veterans have our unending appreciation, support, and love, just so you know.
Well, I would sure hope so.
Yeah, and I think our listeners, I'm speaking for them, I'm speaking for me, okay? If veterans need something, and there are unmet needs, we ought to all make it a priority to fix it. So I didn't want to make that very clear. What isn't met now? What would you see these funds being used for?
Well, you know, a strategic plan. I mean, that's been one of the areas. Well, where's it going? Well, there is a strategic plan, and the ACOVA people have been tasked with creating that. That's part of the law. It says develop and approve strategic plan. You know, it has to do with several steps: health and well-being of veterans, their behavioral and mental health, PTSD issues, access, suicide prevention, service dogs, you know, burial issues, you know, grants for veteran cemeteries, education, employment.
But all of that seems vague, though. I mean, it seems like I get those are issues. But, you know, is $100,000 going to this? Is $50,000 going to it seems like it was so poorly written that there's just holes in it. I mean, is that unfair?
Yes, it is unfair because, you know, when you're, even when the legislature has something, you know, they get funded and then they take a look at their programs and build them up. You know, we've got probably 12 to 18 months from the time the revenue stream starts to actually have the program in place before you have enough revenues built into that trust fund to decide what directions it's going to go. You know, the legislature doesn't have even that kind of sense of where it's going. when the dollars come in. So this is an approved program.
Well, listener says, isn't just 5% going to disease detection, prevention, treatment, and control? Why raise $88 million every year and only put 5% towards disease detection, prevention, treatment, and control? Isn't that the mission?
That's a third, or that's a part of, not a third. It's one of the three elements that the health trust has been, the health side of it's been tasked with. Of their 50%, you know, it's divided out, I don't remember, I think it's 70% goes to behavioral, 25% goes to the rural health, and 25% goes to chronic disease.
Bob in Fargo has a question. Go ahead, Bob, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the question I got for you is that, yeah, it was very poorly written. You guys don't really have the VA and all these other sources that the veterans have. I don't see how you guys need $80 million of taxpayers' money for a little slush fund. I really oppose it. I think you guys need to, it seems like a little slush fund for somebody to go on and write a lot of administrative checks out. It's really appalling.
Yeah, that's not even anywhere near correct. You know, a slush fund, you know, that's a nickel dime type of thing for pop money. This money is going to be managed by the ECOVA and oversight by the governor. They've got all the things in place that, like they do for the community health and every other program that's out there. They are being tracked and monitored and tested. So, you know, that sounds just like a, you know, part of the tobacco response.
Other calls, welcome, by the way. We're going to let Dave go in a moment here and also bring in Mike Rood on the other side of this debate. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Three reasons folks should vote for this, real quick.
Three reasons is because it helps veterans. It helps kids prevent them from starting, and you know, it just takes care of the overall health of our kids and helping the youngers not to start, because when they, if they do decide to go in the military, that's a smoking culture, and that's where we need to stop. You know, and I want to quote Mike Rood here. He's correct. This is not the way to do business in North Dakota. We wouldn't bring $3.7 million of outside dollars into North Dakota and just mislead and give out information. You know, it's becoming too much. People are starting to go yes because they're tired of hearing no.
All right. David, thank you for your service. Our best to all the vets. And I tell you what, any unmet needs we found in this, regardless of whether it comes from, you know, a Measure Fund, a Measure 4 fund or not, is something I think all of us can agree on that let's go to work on it. The just question is whether or not it ought to be done through raising taxes on tobacco. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. Mike Rood of the North Dakota Petroleum Dealers Association joins us on the program, and Mike is talking about Measure 4 from the perspective of someone that wants to see this pass. He's chairman of North Dakotans Against the 400% Tax Increase. Joins us on the phone today, and we have other calls waiting. We'll get to you as well. Mike, give us your best minute on why this needs to pass.
Well, this needs to fail, in our opinion, Scott. Measure 4 is...
I'm sorry, I knew that. I forgot I just got done talking to Dave. You're advocating a no vote. Yeah. Tell us why a no vote
I'm advocating a no vote, exactly. And for, you know, I mean, it's a nine-page measure, for one. It's full of fine print and exemptions and complicated changes to North Dakota's constitutional law. And there's, and as you pointed out, there's really only four sentences in the entire nine pages that explains how this money might be spent, who's going to control it. If you're going to take $70 million of hard-earned taxpayer money, then we better have some accountability for who's going to be in charge of these funds and how they're going to be used. I mean, that's our biggest concern with this whole process. I'm totally on board with you. I mean, if the veterans need money, then we all need to step up to the table and belly up to the bar, and we all need to put our money into that pot to help them to make sure that all their needs are taken care of. I mean, we owe them for their service. I mean, we have that debt of gratitude to them that certainly can be paid if needed. So, again, there's got to be a simpler way to do this than to just nine pages with that's very hard to read. I know you said you've read it. I've talked to other people who have read it, and the folks on the proponent side like to talk about the amount of money we spent on this campaign. Well, when you've got
say
to
that if you
that,
would. Say, we'll give you a chance to respond to that when we come back from the break here, up against the break. Hang on. More coming up. This one on Measure 4. The debates continue today on the measures on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to KISS Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. 11 before the top of the hour, we continue on our debate related to Measure 4. And we're chatting now with Mike Rood, chairman of North Dakotans Against the 400% Tax Increase. Earlier we talked to David Johnson, American Legion adjutant, who, of course, is in favor of this. So we have a lot of calls waiting, a lot of questions to get to here. And you want to pick up where you left off quickly, and then we'll go to some of these calls, Mike?
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to touch on the amount of money that that our coalition has put into this campaign. I think on the surface, we all agree that no one wants to see kids stop start using tobacco products. But when you dig deeper into this measure and the complications of it, I mean, we needed to spend a lot of money to inform people that just what this was all about, and that it's just not cut and dried. It's not about just stopping kids from picking up tobacco products. There's a lot of in-depth waste that could come about from this, and there's no accountability. I mean, you heard Dr. Johnson and you heard Mr. Johnson here before say, well, 25% of that will be used for disease detection. Well, I've heard 10% from another person. I've heard none from another person saying there's zero money going to that. And the fact of the matter is the measure says 5% is going to be used. So I don't think anybody knows how that money is going to be used. And I think if you were to go into any legislative hearing, especially an appropriations hearing in the North Dakota legislature and just walk in there and say, I want $70 million a year, I think you'd get asked a lot of questions. I don't know of too many people who just waltz into a hearing and say, yeah, give us the money and we'll tell you how we're going to spend it later. It doesn't work that way in North Dakota.
If this passes, cigarette taxes will go from 44 cents to 220 per package. That is still 80 cents lower than Minnesota. But is it a concern for you competitively? Is that obviously from the standpoint of a retailer, what does that mean?
Well, Minnesota and South Dakota and the surrounding states, Montana, aren't really the issue. Where we're going to lose revenue and where the state's going to lose revenue is when these sales shift to the Native American reservations, because there's only one reservation right now that has a tobacco compact with the state of North Dakota where they collect and remit sales tax. The rest of the reservations are scot-free of that. They can do whatever they want in terms of cigarette pricing. And you're going to see all of that driven to the reservation. You're going to see some driven to the black market and those kind of places. And you know, with all the issues that the Attorney General and law enforcement are dealing with in North Dakota right now, if you think that anyone's going to have time to keep an eye on the black market cigarette smuggling in the state of North Dakota, you're wrong there. So no one's going to make any money on this deal. I mean, 90% of these measures, Scott, that have passed in other states have failed to produce the revenue that was projected simply because folks find other places to buy their tobacco products.
Texter says, I'm a veteran and I don't smoke. I'm highly against any tax hike and especially vague language when it comes to the government. Another one says, my problem with this tobacco bill is the so-called facts around the bill. They say it reduces youth smoking. Minnesota, South Dakota raised their taxes way up, yet in all three states, smoking has gone down, nearly the exact same 50% reduction over the same time frame. The higher tax rate didn't cause youth rate to drop at a faster rate or to a lower low. Youth aren't smoking because it's not cool. Virginia has a lower state tax than we have in North Dakota, and they have an even lower youth smoking rate. Let's see here. Let's go to John in Wishick on Measure 4. Your question for Mike Rood. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm against Measure 4 as well. I'm a OIF veteran, and I mean, I appreciate the fact that it's trying to help the veterans, but I just kind of think it's more of a propaganda thing because there's so many holes, I don't see where it's going to go, and I don't feel it's going to, you know, who knows where it's going to go. That's my biggest problem with it.
All right, appreciate the call. Paul in Minot, do you have a question for Mike?
I do. I got a couple comments. Just to thanks, guys. Well, I'm a veteran. And I get very appalled when people start tacking, put a program together and say, oh, we'll never get this passed unless we tack something good on it. Oh, let's throw the veterans on it and we'll get it passed. I take a big offense to that. I think this is bad legislation. And I really take offense to the comment he made that, well, military, you know, is a society that supports smoking and whatnot. Yes, that might have been in the day. That isn't anymore. You know, I've recently got out of the military. I've spent 22 years in the military. I did a lot of things, and in the last 15 years of my military is very strong programs in not smoking. You know, what smoking does to you, it's not that big. I remember when I first got in, a lot of people smoked. When I got out, very few people smoked. So I take a huge offense to that. The other thing that I really take an offense to is let's fix the problem by just throwing a bunch of money and advertisement out there trying to get from not smoking. You need to spell this out. You need to get down deep and figure out why these kids are smoking. And it's
from because a lot of programs don't exist out there.
All right, Paul, I'm going to have to leave it there. I apologize. You had some good comments. We're just really short on time with these. I was looking for some specific questions for Paul. I have a couple by text. For the cigarette tax guy, will you ever get enough money? I guess I assume that's for folks that want the higher tax. Why would smokers finance funds for veterans? Shouldn't everybody support them, even non-smokers? And here's one for you, Mike. The smokers will pay the tax, so vote yes. What about that?
Well, again, I think it goes back to what you just touched upon, Scott. I think if this is all about helping the veterans and getting their services that need provided to them, then everybody in North Dakota should be paying this. Why should one small group of the population be asked to foot this entire bill? That's not how we've ever done anything in North Dakota. When we've had a problem, we've all bellied up to the bar. And it's just not the way we've ever spent North Dakota tax dollars before.
All right. Thank you both. Really appreciate our debate on Measure 4. Another debate coming up here in moments. We're going to tackle measure number 5 up next. Still to come, measures 2 and 1 as well. And I'm going to be a no vote on measure 4 just because of taxes. More coming up.
Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.